Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. There goes Allen. The throw from Zimmerman to second, and Allen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ortega, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Zimmerman reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to third for the out. Casanova moves to second. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Dignan. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coggins moves to second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coggins moves to third. Cullen moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Epstein now playing first base. Cap Peterson now playing right field. Casey Cox now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Frank Howard. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Stroud scores. Casanova moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Dean Chance now pitching. Carroll Hardy now playing right field. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Casanova tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.